All right, so have you ever wondered what it really takes to be a founder?
You know, like not the like polished elevator pitch we always hear, but like the actual down in the trenches reality.
Yeah, exactly. Like that's what this deep dive is all about today.
Buckle up
Oh, I
because
love
we're
it.
going way beyond, the whole funding announcements thing and getting into the nitty-gritty.
The nitty-gritty of what it really takes to build a company from scratch.
Exactly.
And to help guide us through this, we've got excerpts from this super interesting
The
text,
Founder's
The
Odyssey.
Founder's Odyssey.
Yeah, have you had a chance to
I've skimmed it, yeah.
Okay.
It's really interesting to me how much of this text seems to draw on your experience building this company. It's almost like we're getting a behind-the-scenes look at our own origin story here.
Yeah, let's just say there were definitely some
Some bumps along the way.
a few bumps, a few interesting lessons that we learned, and this text, it seems to capture the heart of those
It
lessons.
really does. So, okay, first up, and this one like really hit me right between the eyes.
Okay.
The text really emphasizes that being a founder, it's not just a job,
Right.
it is a complete lifestyle shift.
It's true. It's true. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, it's all consuming, right?
Yeah, the line between work and life,
Yeah.
it can get incredibly blurry. You're always on.
Always on.
You're thinking about the company, even when you should be relaxing.
Yeah.
You know? It's almost like that part of your brain never really switches off.
Right, and the text doesn't shy away from
You
this.
know, it
Like it
doesn't.
explicitly talks about, founders sacrificing hobbies, personal time,
Sarah.
family moments.
Right.
It paints a very vivid picture.
Yeah. And I think that's important,
Yeah.
for aspiring founders to really understand
Totally.
it's not about glorifying the hustle,
Right.
but acknowledging the dedication.
Yeah.
It often requires this level of intensity.
Right.
It's not for everyone,
No.
and that's okay.
And that's okay. It's about self-awareness.
Absolutely.
It's about knowing yourself and what you're willing to put in to chase your vision.
Exactly.
Okay, speaking of investing, though,
Okay.
one thing I thought was really interesting that the text kind of pushes back on is this myth of the tireless founder,
Oh, yeah.
the one who just works endlessly,
Right.
no breaks.
No sleep.
I'll sleep when I'm
I'll
dead.
sleep when I'm dead.
Your
Yes.
text really pushes back on that.
Yeah.
And it really emphasizes the importance of something called think weeks.
Think
Have you
weeks.
heard of
Oh
this?
yeah, think weeks. This is a concept famously used by Bill Gates,
Okay, as in like Microsoft Bill Gates.
the one and only.
Okay.
Yeah, even at the helm of a tech giant, he recognized the importance of stepping away from the daily grind. No
Interesting.
emails, no meetings.
Really?
That's dedicated time for strategic thinking
Yeah.
and reflection.
So wait. You're saying that Bill Gates, like, instead of just powering through,
Yeah.
would actually schedule time to just think,
Well,
like, that
yes.
was a strategic advantage for him.
Absolutely.
Wow.
It's about avoiding tunnel vision.
Okay.
When you're in the weeds every day,
Yeah, you get bogged down in the day-to-day.
it's easy to lose sight of the bigger picture.
The big picture, yeah.
Think weeks allow you to step back, regain perspective, and think about the long game.
So it's not just about working hard, but working smart.
Yeah.
I like that.
I like that
I
too.
like that a lot. The text also mentions other big names who got this right.
Yeah, wasn't just Gates.
Right?
We're talking Henry Ford,
Okay.
Walt Disney,
Wow.
Andrew Carnegie,
Big names.
all visionaries
Yeah.
who understood the power of strategic retreat, balancing that relentless effort
Yeah.
with periods of deliberate disengagement.
Interesting. It's like you almost need to schedule that time to step back. Otherwise, it's not going to happen, right? Oh,
Exactly.
yeah.
It's so easy to get caught up in that day-to-day, and this is especially crucial, I think, for first-time founders.
Oh, yeah, totally. That's actually a really good point because unlike a seasoned entrepreneur,
Right.
they don't have like that backlog of experience,
Right. They don't have the scar tissue.
yeah, to draw from. So there's no clear roadmap
And the text
when navigating all the unknowns.
it highlights those unique challenges, and
Totally.
especially when it comes to,
Like defining their role within the company.
yeah, defining their role. Like,
Yeah.
what hat do I wear today? Because
It's a lot, right?
it's a
They're
lot.
pulled in so many different directions,
Yeah.
especially when you think about, that pressure to wear multiple hats.
Oh, absolutely.
Suddenly you're not just the CEO, right? You're
Right.
head of sales, your marketing, your product development, your customer
You're
service.
everything.
It's a
It's a
lot.
very common experience for first-time founders
Right.
to feel this like overwhelming sense of responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have to do it all. And, you know, they need to be incredibly scrappy and resourceful in those early days.
For sure, for sure.
But there comes a point
yeah.
where mastering delegation becomes absolutely critical.
Right, because you literally can't do it all, even if you...
You can't, even if you try.
You can't scale if you're doing everything.
Totally.
You just can't. Okay. And so the text really emphasizes the importance of knowing when and how to delegate effectively, which can be a tough skill to master.
Oh, yeah.
Especially for those who are used to, you know...
Being in control.
Being in the weeds. Being in control.
Yeah, it's that classic founder's dilemma.
Yes.
Right? Like letting go of the steering wheel.
Right.
Versus like you need to let go of the steering wheel to actually like...
To let someone else steer.
To scale to where you want to go.
Yeah. You can't grow if you're
right.
holding on too tight.
It's interesting though because for female founders...
Yes.
The text almost suggests there's like an added layer of complexity.
Absolutely. They face so many.
Right. Societal expectations and pressures.
Totally.
Especially regarding family responsibility.
Right. Like on top of everything else.
It's an unfair standard.
You're supposed to be like, you know, super mom.
Right.
And also like a killer CEO.
Exactly. And
it's not realistic.
It's not. And that's why.
Of anybody really.
The text really emphasizes the importance of a strong support system.
Oh, totally.
Clear priorities.
Yeah.
And the ability to tune out that external noise.
So important.
It's about defining success on your own terms.
I love that that's huge.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're just chasing.
You're just chasing someone else's.
Yeah. Someone else's version of it.
Idea of success.
Okay. I want to pivot a little bit because the text also goes into this whole like double-edged sword of funding.
Oh, yeah.
Which I thought was fascinating.
It's true. It's a strange.
Yeah. It's like that.
Paradox.
It's like that classic saying, be careful what you wish for.
Right.
Because you think, okay, more money equals more success.
Yeah. More money solves all the problems.
Yeah. More money solves all the problems. But as the text points out, that's not always the case.
It doesn't. And in fact, sometimes it can actually be detrimental.
Right. Because you get that big funding round.
Right.
And then suddenly there's this whole other set of pressures.
Expectations.
Expectations. Yeah.
And, you know, it can be really easy to get distracted by that.
Sidetracked. Yeah.
And it can actually stifle
right.
that scrappy, resourceful mindset
right.
that got you there in the first place.
Which is so important in the early days.
It's essential.
Right.
Because you start thinking you can just.
Throw money at every problem.
Throw money at the problem
mm-hmm.
instead of saying,
right.
okay, how can we solve this creatively?
Right. Or like, we don't actually need to solve that right now.
Right.
You know what I mean?
We're getting distracted.
It's so easy to do that, though.
Yeah.
It's so easy to do that. The text also mentions how you can lose sight.
You absolutely can.
Of your core mission
right.
when you're constantly chasing those investor dollars.
Uh-huh. You start optimizing for the investor presentation.
Yeah.
Instead of the customer.
Instead of like what the product actually needs.
Yeah.
Which should be customer centric, right?
All about the customer, ultimately.
Ultimately. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So, okay. So if more money isn't the magic bullet here.
Right.
What does the text suggest actually leads to success as a founder?
Well, really all comes down to mindset.
Okay.
You know, the text highlights
yeah.
three essential traits.
Okay.
Resilience, adaptability,
mm-hmm.
and an unwavering vision.
Okay. Resilience, adaptability, unwavering vision. These almost sound like those motivational posters you see like hanging in a startup office.
Right. Like on every wall.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So how does the text ground these like big ideas into the day-to-day reality of actually being a founder?
Yeah, well, you know, it's easy to say be resilient.
Right.
But the text really goes deeper than just like bouncing back from setbacks.
Which are inevitable, by the way.
Well, which are a guarantee.
Yeah.
Like if you're in the startup world and you haven't had a setback, did you really?
Right.
Did you really start a company?
Exactly.
But it's more about maintaining that composure.
Yeah.
You know, that problem-solving mindset, even when you're facing these challenges
yeah.
that seem insurmountable.
So not just getting back up, but like dusting yourself off and immediately looking for the workaround,
yes.
the new path forward.
Exactly. And that's where the adaptability comes in.
Right.
You know, the author really stresses that the path to success is rarely linear.
Oh, never.
It's like straight up.
Never a straight line.
Right. It's messy.
Yeah.
It's a winding road. And founders need to be open to that new information,
mm-hmm.
you know, willing to pivot when things inevitably change.
Right.
Whether it's because of market feedback or, you know.
Some obstacle you didn't see coming.
You get blindsided.
Totally.
You have to adapt.
It's funny. You hear be agile all the time in the tech world.
All the time.
But this really drives home the point that it's not just about your product roadmap.
Right.
It's your whole mindset as a founder.
It's everything.
Yeah.
It's how you approach every single day.
Right. And underpinning all of this.
Yes.
The text really argues that unwavering vision.
Yes.
That is the driving force.
It has to be.
It's what gets you out of bed
right.
on those tough mornings.
Which, let's be honest.
And there will be a lot of them.
There will be a lot of those.
It's that belief in what you're building.
Mm-hmm.
Like the conviction that it matters that right. keeps you going.
And it's not just about you.
Right.
Because that vision,
yeah.
you know, that ability to articulate why your company needs to exist,
yeah.
that inspires your team.
For sure.
It inspires your investors.
No.
It inspires those first customers.
Totally. It's contagious.
It really is.
That energy, you know.
It's everything.
Yeah. And it makes me think of that old saying, people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it.
Exactly.
No.
That's it.
It really makes you think about the kind of company you're building.
It really does.
When you think about it like that.
And that brings us to that closing thought from the text.
Okay.
That I found really thought-provoking.
What is that?
It asks, what if, instead of viewing the sacrifices of being a founder as giving things up,
yeah.
we saw them as opportunities to redefine what truly matters to us?
Whoa, that's,
yeah.
it's like a complete reframe.
A total reframe.
On this idea of sacrifice.
It changes everything.
Yeah, because it's not about denying yourself.
It's about alignment. Yeah. Aligning your actions with your values.
Totally.
Building a company and a life
mm-hmm.
that are truly in sync with what you care about.
I love that.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like this founder's odyssey.
Yeah.
It's not just about reaching some destination.
Right.
It's about who you become along the way.
Exactly. And that journey, that ongoing evolution.
Yeah.
That's what makes it all worthwhile.
I love that. All right, listeners, we're going to leave you with that to ponder. What will your founder's odyssey look like? And how can you build both a company and a life that are meaningful and sustainable for the long haul? Until next time, keep diving.